Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
world.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at the Topsfield Fair. Topsfield Fair is going to run till October 12th. That's next Monday. And we want to encourage you to come. This is a place for the whole family. We are in the produce department, the produce building. And if you've ever grown a vegetable garden, you need to come and see what people think are the best tomatoes and best cucumbers and squashes. And you can say, oh, I can do that. Well, if you can, then you got to enter it at the fair. But we're here. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your questions. And we've been talking to a lot of people from the fair today, from the bee people to professors at the University of Massachusetts talking about late blight. But I have a great pleasure right now. When I was at Stockbridge, University of Mass, back in 1968, 69, 70, see, you thought I was fooling you, huh? Well, the chicken is awake now. A classmate of mine, his name is Ed White. He studied poultry and farming, and I was studying flowers and shrubs and trees. And that was a long time ago, and Ed is still raising chickens and working in his yard. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about the possibility of some of you having a few chickens in your backyard. And it's something that's getting more and more popular. It's not for everybody, but if you have some land, you can have a few chickens without a lot of problem. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell our listeners what they need to know about raising chickens in the backyard.
Well, I would imagine the first thing you need to know is find out what the laws are in your community. Some towns allow chickens, some towns don't. Most towns do not allow roosters because, contrary to what you may believe, roosters do not crow just at sunup. Roosters crow 24 hours a day. If there's any light, they crow. Other than that, then we can get into raising what you want to know about raising them. You will never have a better egg than a farm fresh home egg. The egg, when you put in a frying pan, the yolk will stand up real, real high. It's totally different than a grocery store egg. And you know what you're getting. People want natural foods today. Grain stores are now selling natural poultry feed. It's a lot of money, and you're going to pay a lot of money per dozen eggs, but you're going to be knowing you're getting beautiful, beautiful food, high-quality protein, high-quality vitamins and minerals, and you know where they came from. And plus, they're awful fun to keep.
Now, you said fresh eggs are better than the supermarket. How old could the eggs in the supermarket be?
Well, that's a hard one to say. They can be in a supermarket they could be 1 week old, they could be 1 month old, depending upon how well they've been refrigerated, and sometimes older. If one of you opens up an egg, breaks an egg open into a frying pan, and that egg takes over the whole frying pan, it is not a fresh egg.
So the higher and the less area it takes, the fresher the egg.
Correct. Even the albumin or the egg white, the liquid, if it spreads all over your pan, you know it's not fresh. A fresh egg, the yolk stands up nice and high, and the egg white is very, very small, right around the yolk. And the older the egg, the more that weakens and spreads out almost like water. And if you get eggs that are like water, you're not getting a fresh egg.
Okay. Here's a question for you. In New England, we have brown eggs. My son, who lives in Florida, he's got white eggs. What's the difference?
There's no difference in the egg, other than the color of the shell. We've had the commercial saying around here, you know, brown eggs are local eggs. Local eggs are fresh up here in the Northeast. But the bottom line is there's no difference. Why brown eggs and why white eggs? The birds that produce the white eggs are a smaller bird, and they produce a few more eggs a year. Therefore, economically, they want to try to push white eggs on people because they're cheaper to produce. Where brown egg birds are bigger birds, a little heavier birds, they've been around a lot longer, and they don't produce quite as many eggs. Personally, I would recommend brown egg birds, a little bit calmer, gentler, and there's a lot more of them up in this area. The white birds are very flighty. They fly, open the pen door, they're going to be flying all over the place on you, and they don't produce as large of an egg on average. The average white egg bird produces a large egg, where the average brown egg bird produces extra large and jumbo eggs.
Now, the average family, say 2 or 3 kids, how many chickens do you need?
No more than half a dozen, 10 maybe. 10, you'd probably get 8 eggs a day when they're laying at the maximum, and that's probably more than you could ever use, but with the price of grain today, if you start selling some to your neighbors and friends, you can help pay for your grain and make the price of eggs very reasonable for yourself.
You need a special building?
Yes. You need an enclosed building with windows facing south to take advantage of the winter heat, winter cold we have here, the cold, to take advantage of the winter sun, excuse me. You need to have it sealed up tight because, unfortunately, there are a lot of critters out there that really like chicken. Besides Colonel Sanders. And if you don't have your chickens screened in, fenced in, and locked in your chicken barn at night, they're probably going to be missing. Even if you have them in a pen outside, you have to have that pen covered on the top because you look out your window and you'll see a red-tailed hawk or any other kind of bird of prey. Boom, there's your bird flying away in the talons of a raptor. And I'm very, very serious. Around here, I have some friends that have backyard poultry right around this Topfield Fair area, and they have lost many, many, many birds to, again, birds of prey, coyotes, fox. They're all out there. Animals you never knew you had in your neighborhood are going to love your chickens. So you need to make sure that you keep them safe inside at night, outside in a screened-in area.
So if you have, like, a tool shed-sized building, that would be big enough?
A nice little, you can buy these prefab little tool shed-type buildings. You're going to want to put windows in it facing south to take advantage of that heat in the winter again. But an 8x10 building would be perfect.
Now, do you have to heat the building during the winter?
No, you do not. You do not have to heat it. They'll take care of it. The thing you have to do is provide light. Chickens require 15 hours of light a day for optimum production. Chickens by nature, birds by nature, want to lay eggs in the spring to reproduce their species. We have tricked chickens into laying eggs year-round by providing light that tells the bird, the pituitary gland in the bird, tells the bird it's springtime and they lay eggs year-round. We have also selected birds. Now, a bird wants to reproduce a species and wants to produce a clutch of eggs. A clutch of eggs is enough... He's trying to help tell me. A clutch of eggs is enough eggs for the hen to sit on to hatch new babies. And that's a dozen eggs or so, and they're all done. Commercial poultry today, the poultry you'd have in your backyard today, we have them producing 300-plus eggs a year.
300 eggs a year?
A year, almost an egg a day. The first year. They start laying eggs in 20 weeks from the time they've hatched, and they'll lay... They'll lay right through the next that season, all through the next year. But the second fall, you're going to need to provide light. They're going to go into a molt, M-O-L-T, where they're going to where they're going to lose their feathers and put on new feathers, getting ready for the winter. And when they go into a molt, they stop laying eggs. Thinking about the laying eggs in molt, you need to be very, very careful in a backyard flock that you collect eggs daily and preferably two or three times a day. Chickens, I hate to say this, but chickens can be very cannibalistic. And if they get the flavor of egg, if you drop an egg on the floor, don't let the birds eat it. Pick it up, throw it outside, do whatever you have to do, but don't let the birds eat it. Because once they get the flavor of eggs, they will start breaking their own eggs and each other's eggs, and you'll go in and there'll be no more eggs in your chicken barn. You'll wonder why. Well, a real good telltale sign is if you look at the beak of the bird, and it has egg yolk on it or shaving stuck to it. She's probably eating her eggs, or the other ones are eating her eggs. So it's a real problem you need to be aware of. Not breaking eggs. If you find a broken egg, get it out of there real quick, because once they start, it can be devastating.
Now, you buy the little chicks at like a feed and grain store.
Correct.
You take care of them. You collect the eggs. How long will that chicken lay eggs?
Depending upon all the light conditions, et cetera, you know, it'll lay that next year and a half. It'll go into a molt, then it'll lay another year, go into a molt, lay another year. But it usually after about 3 years, it's time to get some new babies and start them up again. It takes only 20 weeks from the time a chick is born to her first egg, and which isn't long at all. And like I say, she'll lay 3 years or longer. I know people that have six-year-old birds, and they're still laying eggs. They don't lay as many eggs, but they lay nice big ones.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us
today. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You know all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them. Bag them or blow them, mow them, mulch those leaves, then just put down some Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster, so that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're having a lot of fun down here, and you can expect the same when you come to the Topsfield Fair. Opens up at 10 o'clock until 10 o'clock tonight. The rain is over. Come on down and enjoy the fair. It's a great place. Bring the family. Plan to spend the day, and you will have an absolute wonderful, wonderful time. It's in Topsfield, Massachusetts, on Route 1. It is the oldest fair in America. Started back in 1818, and there are a lot of activities. I'll be in the produce department, so if you have any gardening questions, come on by and say hello. And we'll also have copies of what to do with the winter blight of your tomatoes will be available every day this week. But come on by, and I'll go over it with you if we can help you. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Roger on the line, who's calling about rhubarb.
Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
A lot of fun at the fair.
Oh, we are.
I planted 3 varieties of rhubarb 3 years ago in a mixture of my garden soil, however good or bad it is, and about 50% dehydrated cow manure. I'm not getting any color with the into the stalks. They're rather spindly, I think, compared to what I see in the stores.
Right.
Very simply put, I'm disappointed. Can you suggest any remedy at this point?
Okay. Is it now? It's getting plenty of sun, right?
At least 50% sun.
Okay, now it's morning sun or the afternoon where you get a lot of bright, bright heat?
I would say midday to afternoon primarily.
Okay, well, if you're getting midday sun, that's the best sun for the day is between 11 and 4. That's when the sun is really strong, it's the highest in the sky, and it's the most effective. Now, what I would do is this. to help to stimulate the root system, if you can pick up a fertilizer that you can apply right now, go to your local garden center, and I want you to get a fertilizer called, it's made by a company called Organica. They make Holytone and Plantone. And they have something called Biotone, Biotone. And Biotone is a root-stimulating fertilizer filled with mycorrhiza. And I think if you can get some of the mycorrhiza into the plant right now, and you would sprinkle it around the plant, scratch it in with your fingertips, and then every time it rains, it's going to work its way into the ground deeper and deeper and deeper. Mycorrhiza will double the size of the root system in a 30 to 60 day period. The stronger the root, the better your rhubarb is going to be, because it is a plant that dies right down to the ground, and you live on the roots for it to come back the following year. So try this Biotone with the mycorrhiza. Do it now. And then when you see that when the rhubarb first opens, it looks like a big red shiny bud. When you see that red bud breaks open and you're starting to see foliage, do it again. And I think you're going to see a big difference in the quality of your plant for next season. Thank you, Roger. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Kate on the line, who has a question about wet and forget.
Kate, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, I need some information on a pump that I could make the wet and forget reach the second floor of my house, and I just can't find anything that in any of the garden stores.
Okay, what you want is something called a trombone. You know, like a saxophone, but a trombone sprayer. It's not something that everybody carries, but they can get it for you. And if you go to like a feed and grain store, it has a ceramic disc that you put in a bucket, a long hose, and you pump like a trombone, and you will get up 25 feet with a trombone sprayer, no problem. But nurseries can get it, or a feed and grain store. Trombone sprayer.
Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Guy Club. We're at the Topsfield Fair, Topsfield, Massachusetts, America's oldest fair since 1818, and it's going to be a good day for the fair. You know, it's cloudy, it's going to be cooler, and the days of walking around when it's really hot and you really don't enjoy the fair, this is a perfect day for it. So pack up the kids, come down early before the traffic really gets going. They're open from 10 in the morning till 10 at night from now until Columbus Day, which is next Monday. And you'll really enjoy it. Come and see the big, big pumpkin. This year's winner, 1,471.6 pounds. And that is really incredible. The top two pumpkins, believe it or not, came from New Hampshire. New Hampshire had 1471 and 1409. From Rhode Island, 1395 pounds. Then Massachusetts came in fourth with 1373, because this is the New England way off of the biggest pumpkin. So New Hampshire, number one and two. Rhode Island, number three. Massachusetts, number four. And it's beautiful, and it's got great color this year. Sometimes The color really isn't like a pumpkin. This is really pretty, and it's got a great shape. So come on by and say hello. On a sad note, the man that started the giant pumpkin way off here at the Topsfield Fair, it started back in 1989, and it was the vision of a man named Hugh Weiberg. And Hugh loved to grow pumpkins, and his biggest pumpkin that year was 175 pounds. So since 1989, it went from 175 pounds to the biggest that's been 1,689 pounds. Well, Hugh had been very sick, and he passed away yesterday, which was fitting for him because yesterday was the weighing of the giant pumpkins, and he will be really, really missed. If we can help you, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Franklin on the line, who's calling about his blueberries.
Franklin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Actually, sorry about that. Franklin just dropped off the line. So we have Ernie on the line calling about a hydrangea.
Ernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Ernie.
I got a PG hydrangea. It's only about like 5-6 feet tall, but it gives beautiful color for the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. But I'm having a bark problem on it. It's got the green, looks like moss or something, and the bark's starting to fall off.
So is the bark peeling off?
Yeah, it's cracking, and it just looks like it's just getting rid of this to fall right off. The stalk is only like 3 inches in diameter, and it's only like about 2 feet tall, the main stalk of it. But the bark is... looks pretty bad. It looks like you can see the skin of the tree underneath it, but I don't know what to do.
Okay. What I would try to do, I guess they're testing the PA system here. What I would like to see you do, if you have any fungicides, so if you have Captan or Serenade or fungicides like that, I would mix up some. You don't have to mix up a lot, but mix up some in like a bottle mister and see if you can spray it directly on the moss itself. The other thing that you could use is, as long as you don't get it on the foliage, if you have any wet and forget, you could try and spray it directly on the moss that's growing on the trunk of the tree. We've had so much rain this year.
Yeah.
That I think with the cloudy weather, the cool weather, with all the rainfall, it's just encouraging the moss to grow every place.
If this bark falls off, is that going to be a problem for the tree?
If it falls off and it exposes white wood fibers or white tissue, then it's going to be a problem. Sometimes what happens, it just peels a little bit, and you lose some of the outer bark, but there's still that inner bark that's still there. And as long as that's there, you should be okay.
It doesn't look like it's white, you know, like if it's like a young growing tree, white bark. It looks like it's been weathered already for the last few years, it looks like.
Right.
Yeah,
but that green bark is new. The green moss on it is new.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I would try putting a fungicide on it. The other thing that you could do, I mean, you could burn it very, very easily. And what you would do is take a rag and get the rag really nice and wet, squeeze off all the excess, pour a little bit of Clorox on the rag, and then just take the rag and rub it up and down the stem where the moss is growing, and the bleach will kill the moss right on the surface. It's not something that I would spray, because then you'd get the Clorox bleach all over the ground, and you may have some really problems there with the root system. But if you just took the cloth and you dabbed it on the green moss itself, the bleach will kill it, and at least that will prevent it from getting worse.
Very good.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you. Good luck. And let us know how you work out, okay? Jared. Who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Sue on the line calling about blackberries.
Okay. Sue, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. In the middle of my vegetable garden, which I've expanded over the past couple of years, I have a stand of thornless blackberries, and I don't really want them there now anymore. They kind of are in the way. I would like to move them. When could I do that?
The best time to move them would be springtime, because right now the plant is getting ready to go dormant. And if you could wait until the spring, that would be very... See, right now, those leaves are full of energy, and you want that energy to be stored in the roots. And because of the time of the year, if you dig them and you shock it, the leaves will fall filled with energy that will never go to the plant. And with the winter, you would run into a problem. So if you can
hold
off
until... How far back would I cut them in the spring before, in order to transplant them, you know, a foot high?
A foot high. So get long branches, 5-6 feet, cut them from a foot from the surface, dig them up, and you can do that in March.
All right.
So as soon as the frost is out of the ground, then all you need to do is cut them back to a foot, dig them up so they're almost going to be bare root. You're not going to need any soil with it. And they should transplant very, very easy. Just remember, you're putting in a new plant, and the better you prepare the soil, the better that plant's going to get established, the faster and the sooner it's going to send out the new shoots that are going to give you blackberries for the end of the season. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Arthur on the line, who's calling with a grub problem.
Arthur, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thank you, Paul, and good morning to you. I woke up this morning and I saw some bare spots out on the lawn, so I figured I'd go out there and see what's going on. And I got grubs out there by the pound. So I was wondering if I could put some of that grub control down now, or is it too late, or how would I be able to get rid of them at this time?
Okay. What you have to do now is the regular product that's called Grubex.
Yep.
Okay? Grubex is a product that's designed to release slowly over many, many weeks. You don't have many, many weeks to wait for this product to be released. What you need to do is go to your garden center or call them first to see if they have it in stock. You need a product where the active ingredients is called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X.
Okay.
Now, the difference is this. Dylox, when you put it down and you water it in, because you need to change it from a powder to a liquid, Dylox will release all of its power in 7 to 10 days. And it will knock every single grub out of there very, very quickly. But most of your grub controls require a lot of heat. The Dylox does not. It can be applied early in the year. It can be applied late in the year. And because it releases everything all at once, it works much, much faster. If you were to apply Dylox, let's say in July, when the beetles are just laying eggs, any eggs that were laid 3 weeks after you apply it, 4 weeks after you applied it, that chemical is gone and it won't be effective. So for now, you change from the Merit to Dylox, but make sure that you water it in, because you got to change it from a powder to a liquid, and it will work wonders for you. But call before you go, because it's not something that everybody sells. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Ray on the line, who has a pumpkin problem.
Ray, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Welcome. Thank you, Paul. Long time listener, first time caller.
I tried growing pumpkins this year in a patch about 60 by 40, and I have a wonderful crop of vines. Not very many pumpkins. However, they're all very large. I would say 15 to 40 pounds. However, they're not ripening. What do I do to make them ripen?
Okay, part of the reason they're not ripening is the sun. They need the sun to ripen. But I'll tell you, we had a nursery in Maine. We sold 100 tons of pumpkins a year. And the man we bought our pumpkins from was always surprised. When the stem of the pumpkin begins to go from green to brown, when it starts to dry out, harvest the pumpkin, bring it out of your garden, and put it in a sunny location. And when it gets hit by the sun, it's going to ripen all by itself. And there were many years where he would tell me that, I have so many green ones, I don't know if I'm going to have enough to supply your business. And every year, by the time we got to Halloween, those pumpkins always, always ripened up. So if we can get some sun, some heat, and I'm not talking 90. If we can get 70-degree days with plenty of sun, those pumpkins that are green are going to turn orange for you. But, again, if the stem is green, leave it alone. If the stem has begun to turn brown and looks like it's drying out, it's all done growing, cut it and put it in a sunny location so that the leaves don't block the sunshine. That way it's getting it all the way around, and it will ripen for you. It's very common this year because of the cloudy skies, the cooled weather, and the overabundance of rain. And we had a man from the Department of Agriculture here saying that part of the problem is the bees only work when the sun's out. If it's raining, the bees aren't working. And that's why we didn't get as big of a crop on our vines as usual, because the bees weren't doing their job. The people who grow these big pumpkins, they hand pollinate the flowers. That's how they get the big pumpkins. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong at half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm going to go right to the phone lines. Jared, who needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Okay, first up here we have Roberta, who's calling about hydrangeas.
Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have just moved to, 3 years ago we moved to Cape Cod, and we planted a whole wall of hydrangea bushes that are growing very nicely, except for two problems. One is when the flowers come, they tend to flop. So rather than getting nice, big, strong stalks and bushes, I have all of these flopping flowers that are kind of like very close to the ground.
Yep.
The other issue that I have is that this year I got very few flowers, much less than last year. And my third question is, when is the proper time in the fall to cut them back to prepare them for the next season?
Okay, what I want you to do this is a hydrangea with a cone-shaped flower?
Yes. No. Okay. Big round ball flower. They're Nico Blue hydrangeas.
Okay. The time to do the pruning on the Nico Blue hydrangea, your blue balls or your pink ones, is in the springtime when the new growth begins. So in March, when you look at it, it looks like a whole bunch of dead sticks. In April, it looks like a bunch of dead sticks. In early to mid-May, you'll look at it, and especially on the lower portion of the branches, you're going to start to see buds that are opposite each other beginning to swell, and then they turn green, and then eventually the leaves come out of those buds. when you start to notice green developing on the branches, that's when you would prune it. And that's usually in late April and during May. You never prune the blue or the pink hydrangea in the fall of the year, especially right now, because it will not have time to create a scab to seal it. And once it's sealed, if you cut it now, because it cannot make a scab, it will dehydrate during the winter, and you'll have no flowers at all. So never prune in the fall, always in the spring, and then always when it has the new growth beginning. So if you've got a branch, for example, that's 3 feet tall, got a whole bunch of green buds on it, and the leaves are beginning. If you've got leaves that are up 3 feet in the air, you could cut it down to 18 inches and allow at least 2 to 3 sets of buds to make the new growth, and then they will flower. But don't prune in the fall, always in the spring, and make sure there's 3 sets of buds that are waking up and are beginning to give you foliage. Thank you, Roberta. Jared, can we get one more in?
I think so. We have Jim on the line calling about daylilies.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Paul. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I'll be quick. I have a question on daylilies. Sometimes in the fall, I'll take the seeds that come out of the dried pods, and I've actually been able to grow some plants from that. Just kind of an experiment, you know. I heard if you put them in water first, that will soften them up. And if I put them in little cups to get them started, should I bury them a quarter, half inch, or should I just lay them on the surface, and should I leave them outside for Mother Nature to do the frost thing? Because sometimes seeds need that to germinate. If I'm going to try this for an experiment, what do you recommend?
I would recommend that harvest the seed pod. As soon as the seed pod turns brown, then pick it. Because if you pick it when it's green, there's a chance that the seeds are not mature enough. So wait till the pod turns brown, and as soon as you notice that, you can pick it. And what I always like to do is break the pods open, or what you can do is just put the pods in a brown paper bag and let them explode in the bag all by themselves, allow them to dry, and then put them in a regular paper envelope, and they need to be chilled for about 60 days. So if you have an unheated garage, just take a push pin, push it on the wall of your garage, let them get chilled, and then you can plant them in January, February. Use sterilized potting soil. Cover the seed with as much soil as the seed is high. So, for example, if it was an inch, you put an inch of soil. If it's a quarter of an inch, a quarter of soil. Keep it moist, and you're ready to go.